Over the last 9 years, nearly 170,000 Iowans have lost over 683,000 pounds with the Live Healthy Iowa Wellness Challenge. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This year's Wellness Challenge starts tomorrow. For the next 100 days, teams and individuals all over the state will track their activities, exercise, try to eat healthier diets, and work to keep each other motivated. Jim Halloran is the coordinator of Live Healthy Iowa. He'll be here to talk about the program and how it's changed over the past 10 years. I'll also talk with Alyssa Reichelt, who's the coordinator of the Wellness Challenge at the University of Northern Iowa, about how individuals and teams can make this challenge work for them. Throughout the hour, I'll be talking to people who've participated in the past and seen great results. And we'd like to hear your story. Join the conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. The 10th annual Live Healthy Iowa Wellness Challenge starts tomorrow. For the next 100 days, teams all over the state will exercise, track their activities, try to eat healthier, and work together to stay motivated. We're going to spend the next hour talking about the history of the Wellness Challenge and how it works. And we're going to start off the program with someone who knows a lot about what this program can do. Annabelle Halana is here. She's a senior admissions counselor at the University of Iowa. And last year, she signed up for the program with a team from her office. Hi, Annabelle.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So how many people in your office signed up for the challenge last year?
Last year, we had about 22.
22 people.
Yeah, so that's a majority of our office.
A great majority, I would guess.
Yeah.
Almost everybody.
Yeah, so we had about 3 teams last year.
And what was the motivation for everyone signing up?
I just asked. We had done it for the first year, 2 years ago, and, you know, everyone saw how great of a response we've had, and we do activities as a group. So I think more and more people started getting interested for the next year. And this year we have about the same amount participating.
And you were the driving force behind people signing up?
I would like to say that I am. I'm the wellness ambassador for our office. So I just asked around, and we had an interest, so I just wanted to make sure that everyone who is interested in participating had the chance to do so.
So you said you work out together and keep each other motivated. What kinds of things do you do during the challenge?
Well, in the past, we've gone snowshoeing, and so that's been really exciting. We have a couple of members in our office that have played pickup games of basketball. We do Zumba classes. We just take a lot of classes together. So it's kind of a great way to bond outside of the office, too.
Does it change your behavior in the office, too?
I would say so. I feel like people are much more motivated and excited to come to work and have a lot more energy because they're reaching their personal goals. But not only that, but we have a lot more to talk about. So we're really excited to talk about what we had done in the past and excited to talk about what we're planning on doing in the next couple of weeks and just talking about our goals.
And you said you had 3 teams last year?
Yes.
So was there some competition between the teams to try to track the most minutes,
yeah,
that kind of thing?
There was. I would say it's friendly competition, but there were some of our members that were working out secretly, I feel like, and then all of a sudden you realize that you actually do have competition in the office. So it made it a lot more fun.
What kind of results did you see among individuals in the office?
Everyone has their set goals. So whether it's losing weight or just becoming more active, so walking from, you know, the furthest parking spot in the parking lot to the store, things like that. But once you start seeing people accomplishing their goals, they're a lot happier and are a lot more motivated to reach the next level. So I think just seeing improvement that way, I've seen body transformations definitely, and that's carried on way past the 100 days. And now coming back, or, you know, going back into Live Healthy Iowa this next year, people have other goals set for them. So it's really neat progress to be able to see.
Now, you're the wellness ambassador, so I'm guessing you're somebody who fitness is pretty important to all through the year. How did this program change your behavior?
For me, actually, I was the wellness ambassador just because it's something that interests me, but I was not an active person. I really didn't like working out or being active. So it really has changed my outlook on things. I just got involved in the program mainly because with our job, it's really hard to work in, you know, healthy eating habits and then being active on the road because we travel quite a bit. But I know now that it's just, it makes me feel better. I have a lot more energy. It helps the office dynamic, and it's just I don't get sick as much, I guess you could say that too, which is a positive thing. But I enjoy being active now and walking around. We walk around during lunch, so I just think it's definitely a positive change.
Both personally and in the office, it
yeah,
sounds like.
Yeah.
Do you think that it means something to you and the other members of your team or teams that this is a statewide challenge, not just something happening through the University of Iowa?
Well, I think as a team, definitely we feel that way. Health is, or and fitness is certainly an important part. Just because you want, like, being active and eating well is going to help all other aspects of your life. So I think it's great that we have the whole state bonding together, and then, you know, further breaking that down into the university is even better because it's great to work for an institution that supports being healthy and wellness.
So have you already signed up and made your personal goals for this year?
I have, yes. Yeah, we've already registered and we're really excited because it starts tomorrow.
Right. Would you be willing to share your personal goals for this year?
Well, sure. My personal goal in the past was just to start running. And so the other year I signed up for a half marathon. And this year, and I'm not a runner at all, but this year I'm hoping to maybe do a full one. Not during the 100 days, but certainly working towards that goal by the end of this year.
Well, that's a sizable goal. Wow.
Yeah. So all I'm right. kind of excited for that.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Annabelle Halana is a senior admissions counselor at the University of Iowa and also a participant in Live Healthy Iowa. And we're going to talk about the program for the entire hour today. We'd also love to hear your personal stories. If you've participated in the program in the past, let us know how it worked for you. And if it keeps you coming back, we'd love to hear your story. 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. I'm Charity Nebbe, and with me now is Jim Halloran. He's the director of the Iowa Sports Foundation and coordinator of Live Healthy Iowa. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Charity. How you doing?
Very good. Can you take us back in time to when this program got started? What was the impetus for starting a statewide wellness program?
Well, I'm in charge of the Iowa Games, which falls under the Iowa Sports Foundation, and we have a very strong board over the course of the years. We have the former governors on our board. We have the head of the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Girls Union. We have the four athletic directors from the four major colleges. So we have a great board, and we had a strategic planning meeting on November 30th of 2000, trying to think what else should we be doing besides sports. We're doing winter games and summer games and basketball and volleyball tournaments, and we just felt like there was only so many people that really wanted to compete, but there was a lot of people out there that needed to do something, and it was Governor Ray who got everybody's attention that night and said, well, we need to do something about a huge problem in our state that's affecting chronic diseases, and it's the second leading cause of death with chronic diseases. And we're all thinking he's going to say tobacco. He says, we got to do something about obesity. In fact, we need to lighten up Iowa. And that's when the idea was born, and Governor Branstad jumped in and said, we need to get all the counties competing against each other. And Doug Reichardt, our chairman of our board, said, let's model it after the Iowa Games and have teams of people so there's friendly competition, but there's also support and accountability so you don't just make a New Year's resolution by yourself and 3 weeks later you drop out and nobody knows it. So that's how it started, with a small number of people, and it's grown into the thousands and thousands each year.
How'd you get the word out?
Well, the first year we did a program with our sponsors. We knew you couldn't get the word out when people didn't know what you were talking about. And starting a new program, so we just did a pilot program the first year. And we went to all of our sponsors and asked them to give us a team. And we ended up having 140 teams with 1,400 people. And the program at that time was 6 months long, which was a wee bit long. And during the course of that first year, finally, major news stories started hitting the country about obesity. It had not been talked about before this time, which is almost unbelievable with all the stuff you've seen in the last 10 years. And so we had 1,400 people. We had a big kickoff at Hy-Vee Conference Center. The media was all over it because we had this big scales and a platform, and the teams got on the scales in front of the cameras and had a lot of fun doing it. We served fruits that day and got everybody started on the right way. Well, that group lost 6,000 pounds. And in the meantime, the Iowa Department of Public Health and ISU Extension were being mandated by the federal government to really take care of this obesity problem. So they came to us and wanted to be part of the program. So as soon as that happened, we got instant credibility for all of our information from the Department of Public Health. And going back to what Governor Branstad had said about having all the counties participate, and I had a staff of three at that time. Well, there's Extension that at that time had 99 county directors. We had the opportunity to promote that throughout the state, and we went from 1,400 in year one to 11,700 in year two.
So the 6 months that the program was the first year was, you said, a little bit long. What other changes have you made over the years?
Well, over the years, we've gone from 6 months to 5.5 to 5 to 4.5 to 4 to 100-day challenge because we want it to be long enough that the people will stay involved in it, but also long enough that they will be able to form a habit. We don't want them to quit and give up and have it too long. But by the same token, if you do a month program, it really does take that amount of time to establish the habit. And just like what Annabelle was talking about, you know, trying to start running to get ready for a race. In fact, in our program, one of the perks that we have, when you said what's new in our program over the years, we have a company called Training Peaks that during the 100 days of the program will offer people like Annabelle the actual training that she should be doing to prepare for that marathon. Normally, that's something you would pay for. You'd contact Training Peaks and you'd sign up for it and you'd pay for their service. But during the 100 days of our program, people can get that free, whether they want to walk a 5K or run a marathon. They will take them through the training mode of what they need to do to prepare to do that.
We've talked a lot about teams, and you actually can't sign up as just a single individual, can you?
Nope. We just stayed away from that because we felt like it's too easy to get discouraged if you're by yourself. We modeled after, and I coached at Iowa State a long time in basketball with Johnny Orr, and we used to have some very difficult preseason programs, and we'd divide the team up between guards, forwards, and centers, and the big guys would start struggling at the end of it. And a lot of times it would take not only the cheering of the other guys to help them through, just like you would your team in Live Healthy Iowa, but a lot of times they went back and they ran through another set of things just to get the big guys through it, and they got them through it. So we know that the team dynamics keeps people involved more, makes you feel more responsible and accountable.
Well, we're going to talk with some more members of teams. We're going to hear some personal stories in a moment. And Jim, you're going to stay with us. We're going to talk more about the program as well. We'd love to hear your story. The number to call is 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We're talking about the Live Healthy Iowa Wellness Challenge. This is the 10th annual, and it kicks off tomorrow, a 100-day challenge. Jim Halloran is the director of the Iowa Sports Foundation and also the coordinator of Live Healthy Iowa. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today we're talking about the Live Healthy Iowa Wellness Challenge. It's a 100-day challenge statewide and in its 10th year, starting tomorrow. I'm joined today by Jim Hallahan. He's director of the Iowa Sports Foundation and coordinator of Live Healthy Iowa. He'll be back in just a moment. But right now I want to talk to Rhonda Meyer. She's the assistant director of the Nevada Parks and Recreation Department. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And you started back in 2006 trying to get people in Nevada involved in this program. Why did you think it was an important thing to do?
Well, I think it's an important thing for our community to do because, you know, with the obesity trends and things like that in America today and with the children and the fact that this is the first generation that may not live past theirs. This is something that is very important for our communities to become involved in and be a part of, and we need to change the trends.
How have you gone about getting people in Nevada excited about this?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we have is we have some people that are role models within our community, and we try to utilize that. And we work very, very well with the Live Healthy Iowa staff and program over there in being able to get grant dollars, and also our city government views this as an important thing and puts dollars towards our program. Therefore, we're able to provide incentives and prizes and do chew and chat sessions, and just we are able to offer more to the program than what actually Live Healthy Iowa does, which is an exceptional program on its own. So signing up through us, there's more bang for your buck there.
In a workplace, it's easy to get a team together, or maybe a family can get a team together. But when you're working on a community level, have you had to work to help people find other people that they can be on a team with?
Yeah, I actually have. You know, the cool thing about the program is if you know just one other person, you can get with that person and create a team. You don't have to have a team of 10 people. You just need one other person. And I think it's important to realize that you need to know that person and be connected with that individual at least, because the goal of this program is to work together towards health and wellness. And if you have someone pushing you, you're going to work hard for them, and it's very much a team-oriented thing, and you really do need someone that you know to be there with you, kind of guiding you a little bit or helping you along or pushing you in the right direction.
Have you been participating in the program personally?
Yes, I have, actually since probably 2006 or 7, I believe.
How has it worked for you?
You know, it's worked out. First year I did it, didn't work so well. I signed up. My head wasn't right with it. I just did it to do it. I've always actually been a pretty heavy individual. And the next year, I went into it saying to myself that I'm going to do the best job that I possibly can. And I got a gym membership. I started eating better. And, you know, I lost quite a bit of weight back in, I believe it was 2008. And it was a great year. And each year, you know, I've strived to do better and better with the program. And I think actually overall, I've probably lost close to 60 pounds on the program.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Good for you.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things that you can't do without team members. You need people pushing you, and you need to do it not only for yourself, but, you know, I'm a competitive person. I always have been and always will be. And that's why I love the friendly competition of this program. It's something that, you know, allows me to set a goal not only for myself but for my team. And I want to try to strive to do the best I can, you know, for the team as well as myself.
Are you signed up again this year?
Absolutely. And we're going to rock it again this year.
All right. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
You're welcome.
Rhonda Meyer is the Assistant Director of the Nevada Parks and Recreation Department and also a participant in the Live Healthy Iowa Wellness Challenge. Jim Hallahan is still with us. He's the coordinator of the program. And also joining us right now is Alyssa Reichelt. She's coordinator of the Wellness Challenge at the University of Northern Iowa. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So we haven't talked really about the nuts and bolts of how this challenge works. So maybe you and Jim can work together on that. But when somebody signs up for the challenge, when somebody gets a team together and signs up for the challenge, what do they do to get started?
Certainly. Well, first they need to designate a team captain, and then they'll choose a team name. And then the team captain will collect all of the team members' email addresses and T-shirt sizes. And then the team captain will go to livehealthyiowa.org. And they will fill in the group registration code if they're doing it as a part of a bigger group. So for you and I, for instance, the group registration code is LHIUNI. And they'll enter that in to get started. And then they also will get a $5 discount code from Hy-Vee. They can either get that at the Hy-Vee checkout when they're actually in the store, or they can get it at Hy-Vee.com. Or on the Live Healthy Iowa website, there's actually a very quick link. So they'll just need to enter in all of their team members' email addresses and T-shirt sizes, and then it'll prompt them to enter in the $5 discount code. So instead of being $20 per participant, it'll be $15 per participant. And once they have entered all of that, then each team member will receive an email, and then each team member will get their own profile that each week they can log their own minutes of physical activity in.
And when they go to the website, there are a lot of different resources on the website. Jim, what kind of resources have you tried to put together for people as they're getting started with their own wellness challenge?
Well, it's amazing over the years, because the first year we did this, and again, you have to go back when no one was doing anything. Basically, we sent out a one-sheet tip, three different tips: nutrition, health, and general health. Nutrition, activity, and general health. And that's really all anybody got. And, of course, now over the years, a lot of people can get that kind of stuff rather easily. So we have really, really worked hard to build our website, which we've spent a lot of money and a lot of effort to have resources on. So you can go on our website and you can get recipes. You can actually watch videos maybe on how to stretch, or, you know, how to do certain type of exercises. Really, it's kind of an unlimited resource, where we're finding that people are going to that website and spending about 15 minutes looking through it and finding the things that they want. And when you do sign up and you get your confirmation, that also allows you to get a free magazine, one of 10 magazines, including Fitness Magazine and Men's Journal, Heart Healthy Living, some really good magazines that comes with your T-shirt. Also, a little booklet that has recipes and information on Hy-Vee's Nuvow system, which is a wonderful rating system of food products. Just go from 0 to 100. You don't have to read all the ingredients. So really, a big part of what we do is education. And I say that because we're all aware that 67% of people in the United States are either heavy, overweight, or obese. That's kind of standard throughout the country, sadly. And yet, on that same type of information, 9 out of 10 people think they're eating okay. So now that doesn't jive. that doesn't jive. So we have to educate people on portion size, on the importance of fruit and vegetables, on the importance of maybe having smaller meals more often during the day to keep their metabolism up, rather than starving themselves, thinking they're going to lose weight, but their body goes into starvation mode and they actually don't burn as many calories if they're not taking in food. So they have to take in healthy food. So a lot of it is education. Our goal is to make Iowa the healthiest state in America.
Alyssa, when somebody is starting this program, do you have people who come to you and say, I want to get fit, I want to be healthier, but how do I even start?
Yeah, certainly. And I always just suggest walking as the first way to start. You and I actually recently measured the distance in several of the buildings on campus, and so we can get that information out to our Live Healthy Iowa participants. And maybe even during, you know, their lunch hour, they can just walk the hallways or walk the stairs as a starting point. And if offices have teams together, then they could do that together.
As Rhonda mentioned a few minutes ago, the first time she signed up for the program, it didn't really work for her because her head wasn't in the right place. And I think anybody who's ever started a fitness routine or tried to do any kind of serious weight loss knows that you really have to mentally be in the right position to get started and to find success. Alyssa, do you have any recommendations for people about getting themselves into the right zone mentally?
Certainly. I just think that it really helps with the offices being teams, because then they can remind each other. And instead of setting candy jars around offices, they could have a fruit bowl, or just take the candy away, or they could have, you know, fresh cold water in the fridge, just little things like that to help with nutrition. And then I just think once they start, if they just were active one day, I think they would feel a huge difference in how good it makes them feel. And so hopefully it would help them to continue that. But I think the teamwork aspect of it is the really big winner there.
Jane is on the line at 866-780-9100 from Fairfield. Hi, Jane.
Hi there. I don't know if the fellow who is the official Jefferson County Wellness Coordinator, Ken Daly, is part of this program, but he's just wonderful. He's going around to different companies and helping set up exercise programs.
Oh, wow. So he's actually going to individual companies and helping the people there put together their own program?
Exactly, and also on-site. So we have him coming to our office, which is very small. We thought we wouldn't qualify. And we've got one employee who's just embarked on a weight loss program, and a couple of us have enrolled together in that program. But she needs to get moving, and she's quite obese and middle-aged and has never exercised. And so she can't just, like, dive in at the gym. She could get hurt.
Right.
And so this guy really knows what he's doing, and he can show her just really simple ways to increase her activity level. And I know he's funded by the state, and it's just it's a godsend to us because we can't afford gym memberships and stuff like that.
Well, that's terrific. Jim, do you know about that program?
No, I'm not sure, but I know what I was thinking when she talked about it. What's neat is that when we start in Lighten Up Iowa, which is now Live Healthy Iowa, it has just grown and grown in terms of the impact it's had in other people having programs and wellness places. Hy-Vee had 5 dietitians in their 150 stores 10 years ago. They now have 150 dietitians in those stores. So things like that, I think we've motivated a lot of organizations to be more aware of it. And it was interesting. She talked about the lady that was obese and, you know, really can't go run or anything like that. There was a lady in Des Moines last year by the name of Hoover, and she's lost in the last couple of years 165 pounds. And she now has taken a kickboxing class. And before that, she couldn't even, you know, couldn't do hardly anything when she was so heavy. So when you hear these stories of these people that over a period of years, like Dr. Shulman at Iowa State, the team physician, he lost 100 pounds in the first couple of years. 9 years ago, he's kept that weight off. He's eating more healthy. He's impacting other people's lives. It's a real team thing. It's a real, the state of Iowa. We have this goal to make Iowa the state, the healthiest state in America, whether it's a Wellness Council of Iowa, the Des Moines Partnership, Iowans Fit for Life. I sit on the Governor's Council for Physical Fitness and Nutrition. That's our goal. And I do want to mention, I have to give a lot of credit to Nicole Bruce and Tracy Kepley in my office because they're the ones that do all the work. I go out and promote it. They're the ones that work with all these companies and all these communities to reach out and try to provide them with information.
Well, Jane, are you going to sign up for this challenge?
Well, that's an interesting question. We're already in, there's a local store called Fairfield Nutrition, and we're in a weight loss challenge there. But I think we'd get a lot more information, too, off of the state website.
Yeah.
So maybe we can make our team there join up. But I do agree that with the idea of setting up teams, just having the two of us in our office constantly holding each other accountable is very, very useful.
Well, that's great. Good luck, Jane.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for your call. And if you'd like to call and join our conversation, you can do so. 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Jim, we've talked a lot about weight loss. There are two ways to track your progress during this program. And one is through weight loss. You can weigh in at the beginning and check in at various times throughout the program. You can also track your minutes, or you can do both. Why have you created these different options?
When we first started, we reacted to obesity. We reacted to so much people being overweight, and we just did the weight loss. We found out later, though, there's a lot of people that aren't necessarily heavy, but they're not very healthy. They have high cholesterol. They don't eat well. They're not active. They might have high blood pressure, and they don't even know it. So we wanted, that's why we changed the name from Lighten Up Iowa to Live Healthy Iowa, because we want all people to live healthy, whether they need to lose weight or not. So the activity minutes is a way to get people more active. And just like one of the ladies said, it makes you feel better. You know, we try to get the same thing across to kids in our Live Healthy Iowa Kids program. If they can experience good, fun exercise, they have fun, they feel better, they do better in school. People that are older have fun, feel better, and do better at work. It's just a matter of that's the way it is when you're active and you can get out and do stuff. The more you can't do things and the more you sit around, it can lead to depression. There can be a lot of problems with being inactive and gaining a lot of weight. So we think sometimes it's not weight loss, but if you get active, it'll kind of change your body. Maybe you need to gain 10 pounds. Maybe you need to lift weights and actually get a little stronger. But living healthy is an important thing by what you eat and the activity that you do.
Do you have any concern about the kind of focus on weight loss that a program like this just naturally has, sending the wrong message to particularly young people?
When we have kids for the first time in the last 100 years that won't outlive their parents because of obesity and being overweight, when we have kids who are 12 years old who have type 2 diabetes, which is called adult onset diabetes. My great uncles went to a nursing home at 75 years old and then they got type 2 diabetes. We have to deal with the problem. Obesity is a problem. You can't be afraid to use the word. You got to address it, and that's the way we look at it.
Do you ever worry, though, about people getting frustrated if they're just focusing on the pounds and not on other measures of fitness?
Well, you know, again, it's a website program. You don't know what they're going through, but we give them so much information with our resources to provide them a healthy way of living that we're hoping that if weight loss is a desired outcome, that will just happen. It's not going to happen sitting around wanting it to happen. But if you start eating more fruits and vegetables, you start being more active, you start paying attention to the environment you're in. Maybe it's just 5 minutes every hour. You get up and walk from your desk up out to the front and walk around. All those add up. They all add up. So I think in the long run, the weight will take care of itself. But we do have a huge problem in our country with obesity. And it's the second leading cause of death with chronic diseases. So we got to face it. It's there. And we can't just say, well, we got to be careful what we say.
Alyssa, what about you? Do you give people advice on if they're setting a goal to lose weight, to maybe look at some other fitness factors too?
Sure. For you and I, we don't focus so much on the weight loss. We advertise the minutes of physical activity a little bit more just because everybody's needs are different. But I know that one past participant said at first she didn't see any weight loss and she felt discouraged. But because she had committed to the 100 days, she would just stick it out. And then she said she started to see the pounds drop off and she ended up losing 10 pounds without even trying. So I just think it's definitely a combination of the nutrition and the weight loss. And I believe that part of the benefits you'll receive from joining is the profile does have some kind of nutrition tracking page, and you'll also receive weekly motivational emails with healthy tips and recipes. So I think the nutrition side is also an important piece of this program.
We're talking about the Live Healthy Iowa Wellness Challenge. It's a 100-day challenge, and it starts tomorrow. You can find the link to their website on our Facebook page or on our Twitter page, or just search for Live Healthy Iowa, and you'll find it pretty easily. My guests are Alyssa Reichelt. She's coordinator of the Wellness Challenge at UNI, and Jim Hallahan. He's coordinator of Live Healthy Iowa statewide. We'd love to hear from you. Join our conversation. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and today we're talking about the Live Healthy Iowa Wellness Challenge. It's a 100-day fitness challenge, and it kicks off tomorrow. This is its 10th anniversary, and we'll continue our conversation about the program in general. But right now, Caleb Pike is on the line with us. He lives in East Des Moines. He participated in the program last year along with his wife. Hello, Caleb.
Hi.
Let's go back a year in time. What kind of shape were you in a year ago?
About a year ago, probably wasn't in the worst shape. I started about 2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about when you started. What was life like for you then?
Well, it wasn't, it was pretty lazy. I wasn't very active. When we had our daughter, though, I kind of made a New Year's resolution with my wife that we would get in shape so we could be better parents and better role models, and that's where we started.
How did you begin? Because I know you had a big setback right at the very start. How did you try to start getting in shape?
Well, we asked for a membership to Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping for Christmas, and when we got that, we showed up for our first day, and they do a testing where you run a mile, push-ups, sit-ups, those sorts of things. And one of the tests was a step test where you step up and down on, I think it was 12-inch step for 4 minutes, and then you check your heart rate, and that will determine whether or not you're healthy enough to start the program. And my heart rate was so high that I wasn't able to start, so I had to go talk to the doctor. And over those 10 weeks of the session that I wasn't unable to attend, I worked out at home, and I lost 25 pounds in my living room, changed my diet a little bit, started eating better, and then I joined the next 10-week session, and my heart rate was a little bit better, and the doctor approved.
That must have been really hard to stay motivated after finding out that you weren't in good enough shape to get in shape the way that you wanted to.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing, most of all, but I used it to motivate me and to keep going. It actually, I think, helped me in the long run to have that kind of a failure right from the beginning. It really, I think, helped me.
Well, let's talk about your successes, because after that, you've just gone on from there. How much weight have you lost?
I've lost about 100 pounds so far. That seems to be where I've kind of stayed for a while. I started right around 280 pounds, and right now I'm at about 180. I'm still trying to lose a little bit, just because. But the first year, into my, you know, new lifestyle. I started running, and then I was invited to train for the Des Moines Half Marathon, and I ran that with a friend. And then I just kind of enjoyed running and decided that I would like to set more goals to keep myself entertained and interested in staying fit. So I decided to try triathlons, and that's what I've been doing the last year. I joined the Altoona Triathlon Club, and they've helped quite a bit with both me and my wife and our progress with triathlon, and it's been a lot of fun.
How has it changed your life to be in such different shape?
It's changed it quite a bit. When I started, I had really long hair, big beard, and now I look completely different. I've lost all the weight. I don't have a beard or the long hair anymore. I think we're, you know, better able to be parents now, and there's a lot more confidence going out and having fun. Being around other people was something that probably mostly me didn't really enjoy before. It's something that we like to do now. The confidence is probably the biggest thing.
When I read about you on the Live Healthy Iowa website, you're one of the success stories on there, and your tagline is, if we could do it, anyone can do it.
Right.
So to people who are in rough shape right now and are hoping to turn their lives around and get in shape, what kind of advice would you give somebody?
I think the best advice is not to be too hard on yourself. If you need to allow yourself to eat, you know, a cupcake or something, or, you know, slip up every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with that. But to start every day fresh and try and do your best to keep moving and set goals. I think goals is a big part. If personally, if my only goal was to lose weight and to be fit, I don't know that I would stick with it. But finding something that you enjoy, for me, it's triathlon and running and that kind of stuff. I really enjoy doing it, so that's what keeps me going.
And I'll bet 2 years ago you never thought you'd say that.
No, in fact, in my entire life, I'd tell you how much I hated running, and every time I'd see somebody running on the road, I'd sit and talk about how foolish they looked.
What's your next big goal?
Just doing some more triathlons this year. Probably nothing real big. We've got a big trip planned this summer, so that would kind of interfere with training and that kind of thing. But my next really big one, I would like to do a half Ironman or a full Ironman in the next couple of years. So.
Wow. Well, Caleb, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yep. Thank you.
Good luck.
Yep, thanks.
We're talking about Live Healthy Iowa, the wellness challenge. 100-day wellness challenge starts tomorrow. And with me is Jim Hallahan. He's coordinator of Live Healthy Iowa. And Alyssa Reichelt, who is coordinator of the wellness challenge at the University of Northern Iowa. And Jim, a little while ago, you mentioned the kids portion of Live Healthy Iowa, which is a more recent addition to the program. But what is Kids Live Healthy Iowa?
Well, we started that 8 years ago, originally called Go the Distance, and now we call it the Live Healthy Iowa Kids Program. And it is a 100-day program. And if you noticed, one of the things Caleb said is he wanted to do this to be a better role model for his kids. And I think that is really important, that parents do good role model, good food and nutrition and activity. So that's exactly the type of people that are really making a difference. But as we've developed a program, it used to be we would send these charts to the schools, and the teams would be made up of 5 to 30 kids. A teacher would be in charge. The weekly tips would go to the teacher. We'd ask them to track 30 minutes of activity a day. If they did that each month, we would draw for prizes. And at the end of the 100 days, we actually would draw out 5 cash prizes and take them to the schools. And that money would go to physical education. It had to go to physical education. When I got on the Governor's Council for Physical Fitness and Nutrition 2 years ago, they decided to adopt the 100-day program and call it the Governor's Challenge. And because we had a couple doctors and some great nutritionists, we developed a newer program that not only do the kids track their 60 minutes of activity 5 days a week for 100 days, but the charts got a little bigger because now the first month they track portions of fruits. The second month they track portions of vegetable. The third month they track their healthy drinks like skim milk and water. That leaves about 2.5 weeks of the 100 days, and we ask them to track their screen time in order to make them aware how much time they're sitting in front of a screen, because we know if kids are sitting in front of a screen for 6 or 8 hours a day, they're also probably eating junk food and not being active. So it was amazing, the teachers, because that's one more thing that teachers have to do, but we got these results back, and I think it was 180,000 portions of fruit and 234,000 portions of vegetables that were consumed by these kids. So we were really excited because it made them more aware of the importance. When the kids get excited and they track stuff, they also impact their parents. So you can go parent to kid or you can go kid to parent. And we had one teacher up in Dubuque, Wendy Merritt, has 18 teams, and her whole gymnasium wall is covered with these big 18 wall charts, and she had over 200 kids involved. And it was really neat to see those kids excited at the end of the year when they all received a medal, a gold medal from us and the Iowa Governor's Council for completing the program.
Sarah is on the line in Iowa City. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, and you participated in the Wellness Challenge last year?
I did last year for the first time, and I actually was the captain for two teams in my office. And both teams ended up in the top 10 at the university for weight loss, so actually did a really great job. So I had a couple of things that I thought I'd tell you that I thought were particularly helpful about this program.
Yeah.
And the first one, and I didn't expect this, but I noticed it when the program was over, is that I really looked forward to logging into the computer, into the program online, and recording my information every day, like whether my weight had gone down or how many minutes I had. And I really, really missed that when the program was over.
Oh, interesting. So that was a motivating factor in and of itself for you.
Kind of. Like, I would wake up in the morning, do my routine, and I would get excited to go and you know, record that information. It was kind of like a reward to myself.
Oh, that's cool. And what else really worked for you?
Well, the other thing that I did that I learned from a health coach at the university was to give myself rewards. Like, if I had a specific goal, like, you know, record more minutes this week than I did the last week, then I try to find some kind of tangible reward, like, you know, give myself an hour to read a book or something like that, even if it, you know, didn't have to cost me money, something like that, that it would make me feel good about what I had done.
Oh, that's great advice. Are you signing up again this year?
I am. I'm not going to be the captain this year. I've passed on the torch to someone else, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Oh, that's terrific. Sarah, thank you so much for your call.
Sure. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot. And Jim, I want to ask you, this is now 10 years. There are a lot of goals associated with the program to make Iowa a healthier place to be. How do you judge the success of the program?
Well, it's the way we judge is by the results that we see from the people, you know, the number of minutes of activity, the pounds lost. The thing you can't see are the lives that are changed. And just like Sarah mentioned, she got excited about logging in daily and was a little disappointed at the end of it when she was finished doing that. But we actually leave that open, continue to send tips out every 2 weeks, not every week after the program. We do that all the way till Thanksgiving, and their dashboard stays open so they can continue to record. They just don't have the competition. And then last summer, we started a program called Burst Your Thirst as part of Live Healthy Iowa to get people to try to record their amount of healthy drinks that they took. And that went over really well. And so we're starting to do more things throughout the year, but we do continue with the information. And I think that's important that people can get reminded of it. Yeah, the 100 days might change a habit, but you need a little boost as you go along, too.
Alyssa, what's success for you at UNI with this program?
Well, we're just excited to get some new teams signing up who have not signed up in the past. We just went to different offices and told them a little bit about the program. And we were able to recruit some employees who had taken fitness classes. And we gave them the information at the fitness class, and they were able to take it to their offices and recruit some people who haven't been as active. And maybe those people will also join fitness classes to get their minutes of activity in.
And Jim, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about how the idea for this program came about. And of course, obesity is still a problem in Iowa. It's still a problem, a huge problem around the nation. Have you been able to see any impact from this program on those obesity numbers over the last 10 years?
You know, I kind of compare where we started 10 years ago to a football coach that takes over a team that's 2-10. And the next year, because they're getting worse, and it takes time to turn around. They're 1-11, and the next year they're 0-12, and then they get to 1-11, and they get back to 2-10, and then they get going again. So I think that's the way. We've had literally thousands of people participate, but in the meantime, the problem is still going on. So trying to just not go down any, try not to drop down as far as a state in terms of where we are in obesity is certainly a challenge. And, you know, I don't know how that's all is measured. I know that they do, you know, all types of surveys and stuff. But I do think, number one, there's been a great awareness in the state of Iowa, like Alyssa, and she's doing a great job. Well, we hired a guy named John Stevens, who is a retired superintendent at Grundy Center, which hosted the global PE conference. This guy is just passionate about health, and he's been traveling around the state like at you and I and establishing communities and groups to go out and promote the wellness program. We only have a staff of three. We can't do all this. So we have a committee in Dubuque that has 25 people that they meet a year round to have a more live healthy Dubuque. So I can see community by community, the schools involved. We had 91,000 kids take part in either our Live Healthy Iowa Kids, our Go the Distance Day, or our Fall Fitness Day, bringing an awareness to the state. And I think the Healthy Kids Act, I think we had a lot to do with influence in the Healthy Kids Act that requires schools to get K through 6 active for 30 minutes a day, and 6 through 12, or K through 5, and then 6 through 12 for 120 minutes a week, and they're looking at what they're serving in the cafeteria, and they're looking at the vending machines and when they're open and what's going to be in them. So it took us 40 years to get into this situation. It's going to take us a good 30 years or so to get out of it.
Are you participating in the program personally this year, Jim?
Yep. I'm on a team. In fact, I've been on a team in our office because we have the Iowa Game side of stuff and the Live Healthy side. So we've had some friendly competition. But this year, we're actually breaking up the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness and Nutrition to two 6-person teams. And we're going to have a fun competition. We thought if we're trying to promote this stuff, we should get everybody on the council involved. So they'll be at our press conference. We have a big press conference tomorrow at the Capitol, in which Governor Branstad will address the media about the importance of Live Healthy Iowa, and that will be a lot of fun having that. And the other thing I want to remind people of is that even though we start tomorrow, sign-up is ongoing. So if all of a sudden you just heard about today and it takes you 4 or 5 days to get a team together, we'll have teams sign up all the way through February. But we do have a contest that in about 2 weeks, you need to be in the next 2 weeks, because at the end of Live Healthy Iowa, we're going to draw one participant who has recorded faithfully weekly like they're supposed to, and that participant will win a cruise for two to the Caribbean. So that's a new thing we're doing this year, thanks to Travel and Transport Vacations. We're offering a cruise. Now, this isn't how much weight you lose or how many minutes of activity you participate in. It's that you recorded. Just like Sarah, I think, was saying about her recording, she really liked the recording. We want people to record because then we know they're mentally tuned in to doing it. So somebody's going to get a nice cruise out of this.
I know that the registration is still going on right now, so you won't really know for a few weeks how many people are participating. But do you have an idea how many people are participating?
Yeah, we've had big numbers already. I think this morning when I left the office, we were over 15,000 already. And I think if you went back to a year ago, the day before the program started at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're several thousand people ahead of where we were last year. So we're hoping this year that we can get about 25,000 people in Live Healthy Iowa, knowing that we'll have many other Iowans, like who work for Hy-Vee or Han or Mid-American Energy, that actually participate in multiple states. So we offer Live Healthy America, but there'll be another 4,000 Iowans that participate in that. So we hope to get around 30,000 Iowans participating in one of our Live Healthy programs.
Any word of advice for somebody who's kicking off a new fitness program tomorrow, Jim?
Well, I think the big thing is, like several people have said, you've got to get your mindset. You can't be talked into it and not want to do it. You got to have a desire to improve your lifestyle. If you have that, get together with your team, meet often, have fun, get active and eat better, and you'll be very pleased with the results.
Jim, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Jim Hallahan is the director of the Iowa Sports Foundation and coordinator of Live Healthy Iowa. Alyssa, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Alyssa Reichelt is the coordinator for the Wellness Challenge at the University of Northern Iowa. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese. Our executive producer is Jeff Schmidt. Production assistance today from Brian Dow. Technical support from Russell Mansky in Ames and Phil Moss in Cedar Falls. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio News.